So gives us God's wisdom and encouragement, as well as holding up Jesus' life as a model for us to follow. Have you ever sung that song, The Footsteps of Jesus? I look at Rita because she's the piano player, and she knows all of those songs. But that's what Paul's talking about, following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Now, early on in his ministry, everything went well. People were happy. And then he started offending people. And then he got mad. You know, and if we do offend people, people are going to get mad, and sometimes people need to be offended. I don't do it on purpose. But if God, through his Holy Spirit, is stepping on your toes today, well, then thank you. And I thank God that you're listening. You know, I'm constantly amazed by those who, though they're hurting themselves, still reach out to comfort someone else. That's what Paul's doing here. I am constantly amazed by those who, although lacking things in their own life, give to help others in need. And I'm constantly amazed by those who, although struggling in their own life, demonstrate a rock solid faith and never waver from their commitment to Jesus Christ. This book of Philippians reminds us of some great spiritual truths, promises that God has given to us as his children. Again, joy is not based on circumstance. It's offered to all believers from our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. No one and nothing can ever take that joy away from us. However, we can hand it over and choose to worry. We can hand it over and choose not to do what God's called us to do. You know, believers who gripe and complain openly, again, we don't have any members like that here, do we? But there are others that do. They cause more harm than good. Believers can and will disagree, but love must be the basis for everything that we do. Our love for one another, our love for Jesus Christ, and certainly his love for us. One of my life verses is found in 1 Corinthians 10:31, and it tells us, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Paul was in prison, and he sought, God bless you, he sought to glorify God through everything. Trials and tribulations will come. If you haven't experienced that, they will. They're going to be coming. Jesus told us that. They come within the church, they come on the outside of the church. But our calling and our example is to remain faithful, even through those difficult times. And we can do that because God has given us the joy of heaven. There's a great saying, do unto others as you have them do unto you. We call it the golden rule. And it's not do to them before they get a chance to do it to you. It's not do unto them as they've already done to you. It's following the steps of Jesus Christ. So, with that all being said, let me get to the message. There's only two things I want to share with you this morning. Well, first I want to ask you, is your life filled with joy? It can be. I trust it is. And if it is, let your face know. There you go. Paul gives us two reminders that we as Christians need to demonstrate in living like Jesus. The first one is this, that our joy is from the Lord and no one else. Verses 4 and 5. In the midst of difficulties, in the midst of struggles, in the midst of all situations, we are called to rejoice. It says rejoice always. And again, he repeats himself, rejoice. Our joy, again, is not based on agreeable situations. Some of you may be a little bit too warm in here this morning. Some of you may be a little bit too cool this morning in this sanctuary. But we are still called to rejoice. Note verse 5, it tells us why. Because the Lord is at hand.